You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jimmy was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And then Steph got hurt, and that shifted a little bit, and that sucks.
All right.
And we learned that playoff Jimmy... it's not playoff Jimmy anymore.
I bet there's some people that are out there nodding their head going, yeah, Jimmy's stock is the highest of anyone in the Bay. I think in 2025, the stock who's risen the most, I don't know if he's the highest, but he's risen the most, is Camilo Duvall. This is a guy who I thought was going to get traded away from the San Francisco Giants in the offseason. He came back. He took one on the chin in 2024. He has seized the closer spot. He had an unbelievable, you know, inning yesterday. He got the great double play ball to Tyler Fitzgerald with Willie Adames turning two right there. And to me, his stock is sky high. I'm back to where I was a couple of years ago with him.
See, if I'm going Giant, and I don't hate that, I love the stock is rising right now.
It's the highest riser in 2025 is Camilo Duvall.
What if I give you a Robbie Ray? He's been unbelievable this year.
No, that's a good one.
Former Cy Young winner.
If you want to take Robbie Ray, I like that.
Just had his first loss over the weekend. And, of course, his first loss happens with what? A 1-0 defeat? Like, seriously? Hey, as we're talking Matt Cain and Logan Webb last week.
Hey, Robbie Ray has... No, you know what? That's a really... I'm glad you... Robbie Ray's been awesome.
He's a 2.43 ERA. He's been unbelievable.
Sticking on the Giants. Is Willie Adames the lowest stock on the team? Because Lamont Wade's stock is not worth what Willie's was worth.
How much?
So I know everyone's down on Lamont, but Willie is, it's pretty down.
Willie's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, Joe.
I know.
And he's flirting with batting in the 100s here soon.
Well, I'm also frustrated
with that.
I'm also frustrated with Chapman.
Yeah, and you should be.
I mean, even though Chapman to a less degree.
No, but he is also one of the highest paid players on their team. And you got to, if you're playing there every single day, you got to perform, man. Batting 235 right now. It's just not good enough. I don't care what you're giving me defensively. You got to give me just a little bit more.
And then I'm thinking about all the different stocks rising, falling, where are we at with Kuminga?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh. I mean, where are we at with Kuminga, Barry? 888-957-9570. I could just rattle off all these names, and I know that there's so many people. Like, I think Mike Dunleavy is sky high right now for me in terms of stock.
Ooh.
If we're going individuals. I don't know where I'm at with Buster. I kind of want to see a little more, right? I like Buster, but I don't know. Like, right now, if you're asking the three GMs, I got Dunleavy in the top. I got Lynch 2. I got Buster 3.
Okay, fair enough. Verducci is in the Eldorado Hills. He wants to join in the stock up conversation. We're doing stock up, stock down
six
right now.
6 months into 2025.
That's right. Halfway through our calendar year, and we're just taking a pulse on the Bay Area players, the front office, the coaching staff. Wherever you want to go with your stock right now, well, listen, our portfolio is open, Joe, if you will. Verducci, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. For me, stock low is definitely Adamas. It's been such a disappointment. I mean, if you're not going to hit, then at least field, and he's not doing either. So I do love his attitude. Great clubhouse guy. Love his positive energy. But there's been just so many times where he's needed the big hit, and it just hasn't delivered. For me, stock neutral, it's Kyle. You know, I have to see what he's going to do. You know, now that he doesn't have Debo, how is the offense going to evolve? I don't want to hear any more excuses of why it stalls after the first 20 plays that are scripted and everything else. I want him to step up and hopefully, you know, get us back in the playoffs and onto the Super Bowl. And for me, here's a surprise. Stock up. You don't talk about this team very often. I know people that are working the back there are going to be excited. It's Celebrini, baby, because I think Celebrini is going to be the next Steph Curry for the Bay Area. If you pay attention to hockey, he did so many good things this year. Mike Greer is working it right now and just, you know, building a new foundation for the Sharks. So those are my three. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Good call, Dooch. And, you know,
He was going Dr. Rick Celebrini there for a second.
Celebrini, there's no doubt there's a sky-high stock. And, you know, people feel similar to the Valkyries. People feel like they're getting in at the entry level on a team that's going to be good for a long time, right? And so there's something about Celebrini getting in now and watching the entirety of his career that everyone is in on. And I think the fact that obviously his dad, you know, being involved with the Golden State Warriors the last, you know, however many years, that really has helped the name recognition.
I do like that. No, and there are no wrong answers. If you want to go Macklin Celebrini, absolutely hit an incredible season. And it was a great season for the Sharks because there was the development of Macklin and you saw all the flashes you needed to see. He stayed relatively healthy. Plus, you got another huge pick. So that helped. That's what you want. That's all you needed, right?
Like right now, one of the lowest stocks in the Bay, I think, is the Niner defense as a whole.
Ooh.
I think it's as low as you could, like, and coming off of last year, right? It's as low as you could think of it. You got Mustafa going to be out for quite some time. Jair Brown had like a foot surgery. I don't even know who my other linebacker is alongside Fred. Obviously, they have a reworked defensive line. Their second round pick has yet to sign because there's some guaranteed money stuff going around. I like Mikel Williams. We'll see.
Right.
We will see. I like Huff. We will see. But then I go to the offense and I go, Ricky Pearsall's stock might be as low as it can be right now.
Well, what were you saying last time? I was saying he was bordering on bust. Not calling him a bust yet, but I was saying he's bordering. If you can't be on the field, then you can't play, dude. Like that and it sucks that I have to say it like that.
No,
because
it's true.
When I root for the player and the guy, just his story is just incredible, right? What happened right down here down the street, my goodness. So I'm rooting for Ricky. He just needs to get out there. And the 49ers need to protect him from himself. We heard it from Herm Edwards. He's talking to him last year. He works too hard.
Well, and I'm going like just all the teams. Like, where's Pajemski's stock at for people right now? Ooh, I think he's a very controversial
that's
one.
That's a very interesting
You know, like
one.
Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison. I'm sky high on Birdsong.
Hey, Harrison?
I don't know about Harrison. No. I put him in two different buckets. I think Harrison, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at on him. Birdsong, I think, is sky high for me.
Harrison's last couple outings, though, like that gave me some hope.
Oh, I'm
right?
encouraged.
Yeah, I'm encouraged with that.
I guess I'm cautiously optimistic is the way I would
totally
put it.
Totally fine. Yes.
I don't want to get too excited.
Right. But again, these are small sample sizes, 4 innings pitched, 5 innings pitched, right? But he's limiting the contact and limiting the damage. That's all I want to see from him. He gave up the one home run against the Nationals a week ago, 0 earned runs against the Marlins on Friday, 2.51 ERA, just keep being steady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, three walks though, a little too much for my liking, but you know what? If you're not giving up hard contact, I can live with that at times. Leroy's in Oakland.
What's up, Leroy?
Stock up, stock down. Leroy, whose stock is up and whose stock is down for you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So Steve Kerr's stock is down for me. I just thought that he played with so many different lineups this season, and he had all season to kind of tinker with it and play with it. And I was like, okay, cool. He'll figure it out by the playoffs. And then the playoffs came, and just for me, my humble opinion, he was still trying to figure it out. And I was just like, man, you had 82 games, man. Figure it out before the playoffs. So it seems like, you know, certain coaches left, and Steve Kerr has just been trying to find his way. I mean, you know, he had the luxury of having some great coaches alongside of him, and it seems like when those coaches left, he's been trying to find his footing, and I just don't, you know, think he's been able to find it yet. So stock down on Steve Kerr, and then stock up on William Flores. Man, I mean, Wilmer Flores for the San Francisco Giants. He has just been awesome, awesome, awesome. And I remember, I don't know if it was you guys, I don't want to make a mistake, but I remember years ago, people on this station used to kill Wilmer Flores. Get him out of here. We hate him. And to see what he's been doing, I'm glad the Giants kept him, and he's been flourishing. So I'm going to go stock up on Wilmer Flores.
Leroy, great call. Great call on
Thanks,
that. You
Leroy.
Know, so a couple of years ago, I'll raise my hand. He had a monster year in 2022, I believe, when they brought him in. And then, like, before the shift was banned, he was playing second base, and they were shifting. He couldn't throw. Then they had him at third base. He couldn't throw. Now, this was more a byproduct of them not having any infielders, and this is before Chapman.
Right.
This is before they put Fitz at second base, and they were searching, and he just didn't have a defensive position, even though the bat was hot. And then his foot got hurt, his knee, and I'm surprised he's had the year that he's had, but I'll be the first to admit it. Like, Wilmer has completely shut me up. Where would the Giants this year be without Wilmer Flores?
Oh, they'd be
seven games worse.
They'd be under 500.
Right?
Yeah, that he literally won them that series against the A's. Like, they swept the A's a couple weeks ago. He was the guy. He was the reason why.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was incredible. So Wilmer Flores, and I think that season, what was he had 2021 when they went to the playoffs, he had like a career high in runs, I want to say, like 60 runs scored. And remember, famously, he was the last at bat in that when they did the check swing call. Yeah, the call and all that. Yeah. What a horrible way to end a game, right? Was that whole thing. God, that was incredible. You were in the stands. I remember you were a meme that day. That was good.
But Wilmer Flores, right down the line.
You were. Wilmer Flores, by the way, he is having an incredible season.
Awesome year.
Stock is up on him. But you say that, and it's always interesting when you stock up, stock down, because you could do it one or two ways. You can just live in the now and buy it. But with stock, what are you also doing? You're projecting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of this. He's 33 years old. Like,
so you're in a sell now while it's sky high mode.
I'm not saying you do that, Joe, but if you start skidding, like, and you're around 500,
it's unrealistic to think this is sustainable,
right?
Because he's playing like a top 10 offensive player in the game.
So, like, and again, like, you're talking two sides of your mouth. You want this team to make the playoffs and you're getting rid of some of their best players at the same time. I'm not saying that at all.
No, you're not saying get rid of them. You're saying that he's down for a dip in production.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. So we'll see what happens there, which, again, that would be saying something on this team where Wilmer Flores is batting like – he looks like Barry Bonds when he's on this team because everyone else is struggling so mightily.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me kind of Juwan Jennings last year in the sense that, like, nobody had it on their chessboard that he would be one of their best players. And if you want to have a great year – you do need to have multiple career years in baseball, okay? Yeah. In football, you need your stars to play like your stars, right? And yes, you can have a guy like Juwan Jennings. But I'll tell you this right now, Juwan Jennings' stock, I think, is really low just overall. And he's a guy I'm buying now, and I think it's going to be sky high by year's end.
I'm not mad at that.
I think he's a stud.
888-957-9570.
I love Jennings. Like, I legitimately love Jennings.
Is the number. No, and I loved what Juwan did last year. It sucked that he got ejected in the last game of the season because he was about to get 1,000 yards receiving. In a year that was lost, there were some positives to take
away.
That's why I said stock up right now on George Kittle. But again, when you do stock up, stock down, you could talk projection. Like, George is also getting a little older. How's his production going to be affected as is the wear and tear happens? He's not a normal tight end. He's not the receiving tight end that everyone's obsessed with now. He's an elite blocking tight end and an elite receiving tight end. But part of that is the wear and tear. Rob Gronkowski on line one.
So,
like, there's a lot of wear and tear on Gronk. Gronk's still only like 33, 30. Like, he's not that old, but he retired because of all that wear and tear as a blocking tight end. That happens.
So let's get to the franchises. And I guess ownership will factor in, front office factors in, players, and then like where they are in their sport. Who would be the most expensive of the stocks? Niners, Warriors, Giants. If we're going big three.
Per team?
Who would be the most expensive individual stock of those?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
I think the Giants are clearly the number three in terms of like what it would cost to buy in.
Okay, you're saying of the, okay, sorry, of the franchise.
What it would cost to buy in.
I thought you were
in.
Saying of the specific teams, of the players on, okay, of the franchises, got it.
So the franchise as a whole, right? The Giants are clearly.
They're the lower one.
Yeah, they're the lowest one right now.
Because
I actually have a comment on the Giants when we get to the end of
this. The most expensive stock to buy into right now? I'm still going, I'm going to go Warriors as my top one and right. Niners at two. Judging,
I think they can oscillate, but yeah. I would agree with you right now. It would go Warriors, then Niners.
This time last year, it wouldn't even been close. It would have been Niners all the way, the most expensive stock buying into there.
So,
they were just in the Super Bowl.
If I would have said this to you in October, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The same thing.
But things change.
Yes.
Times change. Stocks, they change.
So I personally believe the Giants stock has the opportunity to go the highest in terms of your net of return.
Really?
If they just swing a big time deal. And I know that sounds like a fairy tale currently, but I think their stock can rise faster than these other two if they just right now swing a deal in the next week or so. They could capture the entire hearts and minds and focus of this region for the next 8 to 12 weeks.
No, and I absolutely love that, and I'm rooting for it. I just, when I hear what Dave said, when I hear what Chris Rose said, like, is there even a move out there that they can make?
Let me throw one at you.
Can they make a move, Joe?
This is unlikely.
And by the way, talking about stock-ups, if Buster Posey was able to do that,
well,
he would skyrocket.
Well, what if they did something like this? And look, this is probably unrealistic. What if they promoted Bryce Eldridge and all of a sudden he hits the ground running? Couldn't that just like catapult them? The way we talk about Celebrini,
yeah.
People aren't even hockey fans and they know the name. If Bryce Eldridge, and this seems so unlikely, but I'm just saying, if he just hit the ground running and he was an impact player somewhere in their lineup day one and they just brought him up and all of a sudden the team is doing kind of what they're doing right now, but I plopped him into the middle of the lineup. Wouldn't their entire Q rating go through the roof?
Absolutely. And I can't wait to talk to JT Snow about this in about 11 minutes. Former San Francisco Giant. Worked with Bryce in the offseason and spring training, Joe. Knows him very well. We can ask him specifically about that.
Team needs a jolt.
They need some sort of
a
jolt.
They need a jolt.
And if you're not going to get it through a trade or obviously a big signing, but it'd have to be through a trade right now. If you're not going to do that, it's got to come from within.
He's probably not ready. And I get it. I'm thinking about what catapults teams forward, and like having Steph and Clay and Draymond turn into what they became catapulted the Warriors. The Niners having Kittle and
Bosa.
Warner and all the and Bosa
yeah.
and all these guys
Debo.
All at once. Well, you got Birdsong, you got Doval. Like they've got pieces that are playing well. Fitzgerald's playing great this year. If Bryce is just
Elliot Ramos,
and it feels so far away, but God, if he could just come up. Right now, what the doctor ordered was just a power left-handed bat in that lineup. Oh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.